USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the first time, the president is calling the issue at the southern border a crisis. President Biden told reporters Saturday that he intended to increase the cap on refugees after receiving pushback from fellow Democrats when he initially announced that refugee levels would be kept at Trump-era levels. Border authorities say they continue to see increased levels of illegal crossings at the border, reporting more than 170,000 migrant encounters last month, with more expected this month. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the solution to the border crisis is easy. He tells Fox News that a return to previously successful policies would solve the problem.
The solution is very simple. We've got to look at what has worked in the past. We also have to look towards the future. I mean, as long as we continue to release people into the United States after they violate our laws with no consequences, people are going to continue to come. That's the simple fact.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Millions of people across the globe watched as Britain's Prince Philip was laid to rest at Windsor Castle Saturday in a small ceremony due to the pandemic. Wendy King reports.
The Duke of Edinburgh's coffin was taken from the private chapel at Windsor Castle to nearby St. George's Chapel. Members of the royal family walked in a procession after the coffin. Queen Elizabeth II, who was married to Prince Philip for more than 73 years, rode behind the coffin in a vehicle along with her lady-in-waiting. Prince Philip died April 9th at the age of 99 at Windsor Castle after spending weeks at a London hospital for an infection and an unspecified heart procedure. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A minute of silence in honor of Philip was observed across the UK just before the funeral began. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
For the first time, the president is calling the issues at the southern border a crisis. President Biden told reporters Saturday that he intends to increase the cap on refugees after receiving pushback from some fellow Democrats when he initially announced that refugee levels would be kept at Trump-era levels. Congressman Daryl Issa says the White House had to recognize it as a crisis because of the effects internationally. The California Republican tells Fox News that our neighbors to the south are now reacting to the Biden-caused crisis.
The Mexican government, in its own self-interest, has mobilized their National Guard to their southern border to try to stem some of these caravans. Like I say, this is no longer a border crisis. This is now an international crisis. It's affecting our neighbors to the south. And by the time Vice President Harris gets down to Mexico City and into South America or Central America, she's going to see neighbors who are very upset with this administration for taking a difficult situation and making it a crisis.
And a list of the most dangerous roads in the U.S. has been released. Mike Fortier has more.
Florida is home to some of the country's deadliest roads. GPS software company Teletrack Navman, studying road fatalities between 2016 and 2019. They recently fined I-4 in Florida from Tampa on the Gulf Coast to Daytona Beach on the Atlantic Coast to be the deadliest at 1.25 deaths per mile. This is the second time that stretch of road has been ranked the deadliest. I-45 in Texas from Dallas to Galveston ranked second at just over one death per mile. A total of four roads running through Florida rank in the top six on the list.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.